The Nara answers Boaz, Hayomer ha-Nara nitzov al ha-Koytzrim, Nara movio shovoim nomi mizdei moyov. Now Rus talks. What does Rus say? Vatoimer, alakto no vosafti ba-morim, vatovoi vatamoi meyaz ha-boiker vad-ato. The kitzer, it sounds like from the psukim, Rus is planning to stay in this field for one day. This was a normal hanhoge that they used to go from field to field, anim. They didn't stay in one field the whole time. He was planning to move to another field. Boaz responds to Rus. From Vayeme Boaz al Rus, Poshet. Boaz is just giving a practical advice. He's telling her, you could stay here. You don't have to start looking around for other fields. Stay in my field. He says, Alo Shamati Biti, I heard about you. I'll tell Chilukoip Mistei Acher. Practical. Don't go to other fields. You could stay here by me. Feel comfortable. The Gamloi Tavuri Mize. Bechoisit Bokinim Nagoisa. Okay. So far, everything is simple. And then he starts going into details. Follow the cutters. I told them, Levilti Nogech, Vitzamt, Volachta Lakelim, Vishasis Kasher Yishavun Anog. Now again, Posh Pshat in these Psukim is that Boaz wasn't doing any big favors to Rus. He wasn't doing any big favors. He was just telling her, listen, stay here, you'll get good treatment here, stay here. Big favor he wasn't doing because she's entitled to collect leket, shikcha and peya. Anyway, it doesn't go to him. It's not like it's any skin off his back. A lot of times when I fundraise for yeshiva, somebody has a foundation, and they'll give a sizable sum of money, $25,000, $50,000. I once had a guy who used to give regularly much larger numbers even than that. So the guy used to tell me, I have such hanog giving it because I have a foundation. It's not my money anyway. I can't use it for myself legally. I have to give it away. He had a close shaychus to me, so he was happy he could give it to yeshiva. Right? He's trying to tell me it's not a big chesed. I have to give it away. Kol shekein. When Rus went to the field to collect leket shikcha and pay it, not something that Boaz has any rights to. It's either Rus will take it, or Shmerel will take it, or Hind will take it, or Sprintz will take it. Makes no difference to him. See, he told her, don't worry, stay here, feel comfortable. Please be my guest. No big chidush in what he told her. No big chidush. Okay, you say thank you, because if somebody tells you what time it is, you say thank you. You went over there, somebody directions, they gave you directions, you say thank you. Right? You're not going to stop bowing down to them and saying, I don't know why you did this for me, right? Big deal. Vatipol al ponel. Rus falls down on her face, like bowing down. Vatoy merelo. Madua motzasi chen beinechol akireni vanoichi nochriyo. Why are you giving me such kindness? I'm just a stranger. You're being so good to me. What did Boaz do? He didn't take $1 out of his pocket. Maybe he told her she could drink together with the workers. What did he already do for her? She's falling to his feet and saying, wow, I can't believe it. Boaz doesn't tell her it's nothing. If I was Boaz, I would tell the lady what this gevir told me. The money has to be given away anyway. I'm not doing you any favors. I'm not doing you any favors. I got to give it away anyway. Like a chikape. Boaz doesn't tell that to her. Boaz agrees with what she's saying, that he's doing her a big favor. He just says, I am a Boaz, who got me? Kalashar says, Chamisei. I heard the unbelievable kindness that you did for your mother-in-law. So Boaz basically, the whole Shakla Matari is at Sorachia. The whole Shakla Matari. Boaz basically tells Ruth, she doesn't have to leave his field, she should stay there. Which, as I said, okay, very nice. She doesn't even need his permission, but okay. She makes like he's doing her the biggest favor in the world. I don't even know why I'm zeichet to your favor. He didn't give her any big favors. And then he answers her, Enechanami, basically. You're right. The reason why I did all this for you is because I know who you are. You're not Stam. You're something unbelievable. That's why I'm doing all this for you. Something we're missing here. There's something in the Shakla Vatai, there's something in this back and forth that we're missing. We go through the Medrash, and we'll see, and of course, she ends off, Emzuchem Be'enecho, Chidibat Elev Shiv Chosecho. You consoled me, you made me feel so good. What did he make her feel so good? Because he was a mensch there, because he treated her like a human being. Why is he so happy? So we all know, eventually this becomes a shidduch. Rus and Boaz get married, and Baruch Hashem, Malchus Beis Dovid, the rest is history. So I want to explain to you the Shakla Vatai. Medrash Rabbe and Ruth tells us that Boaz was telling Ruth much more than what meets the eye. Simply, Boaz was telling her, this is one Boaz Boulevard. You don't have to go around town. You don't have to look for different streets. Just stay on one Boaz Boulevard. Stay here. That's Pasha. I'll read you the Medrash Rabbe. Says the Medrash Rabbe, Al telchi lilkoit b'sodeh acher. Don't go to another field. Al could also mean like a lot. Al ein yelolisos. Says the Medrash al shem lo yeh lecho Elohim acherim al ponai. Don't go to another field. That's like avodah zarah. Avodah zarah. Wow. That's a pretty powerful statement. Don't go to another field. It's like avodah zarah. That's why I use the lotion. Al telchi like don't bow down to another avodah zarah. That's big stuff here. I'm just reading you what the Medrash says. But it's Tov HaGadol. V'gam lo yisavoyri mizeh al-shem zekeli v'anvei. V'choysit bokunim na'ro yisayelu ha-tzadikim. Lo yisavoyri mizeh. Right? Kan yibon chebayi she'eino el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish, it's unbelievable. Boaz is telling you this is the most important thing in the world. You got to stay here. If you leave here, you're like, oh, even have a dessert. Okay. So now you see that there was a much more of a conversation going on. Anyway, when Boaz tells her, I heard all of your kindness that you did for your mother-in-law, Yishalem Hashem Pulech, Husei Maskutach Shlema Meim Hashem, the Medrash Rabbah again tells us something. The Medrash Rabbah says, Al tikri shleima el shloimai. Yeah? You should be rewarded with a shloima melch. So when Boaz told her, you should get full reward, he wasn't just saying full reward. You should get shloima melch. Now we understand why she felt so good after. He didn't just tell her, you know, you can hang around here on Boaz Boulevard. You told her, you're going to have Shlomo. She said, you consoled me. Asher boz tachas, lachso is tachas kenofo, bo yurei godom kama goyach kodom zadikim, v'kama godom koichon shal goyim lechasodim. And the Medrash goes on to say that, you know, there's different mazel. We always say Yisrael Lamala Min Hamaz. What does a mazel mean? Hashem has a certain anhoga teva that he gives to the Bria, the nature. And nature takes its course, of course, with Ashgach of the Rabbanu Shalom. Called a mazel. But Klal Yisrael, we can override the mazel. We can be beyond the mazel. The Moshe Eretz Yisrael is Lamala Min Hamaz. Yisrael is Lamala Min Hamaz. So Boaz tells Ruth, Ashabos lacha is tachas knofov. Because you're such a great Melchesed, you only are under the direct authority in a direct way from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi b'tzel kchulim, loi b'tzel kanfei eretz, loi b'tzel chayis. Because there's no malachim between you and Hashem, you're direct. You have a direct line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously there's a lot of deep stuff going on. You have to, what's the pshat? Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in jail, he told the Sar HaMashke, after he gave him his interpretation of his dream, told him that you should remember me. Kim Zikatani, Vizikatani, remember me and tell Pare, get me out of here. Anyway, 2 years later, Pare has a dream. Sar HaMashke remembers him. Chazal tell us, Ashrei Hagever Asher Yiftach Bashem Zeh Yosef. Chazal teach us in the beginning of Parashas Miketz that Yosef is a special tzaddik. He only put his trust in Hashem. The Medrash then says, because you see, he told the Sar HaMashke to remember him twice. Because he did that, he never sat in jail for another 2 years. As to Beis HaLevi, the Medrash contradicts itself. The Medrash starts by saying that Yosef only had Batuch Bitochem Bashem. And then it says, Faker, because he told the Sar HaMashke, this Katani, twice, he sat in jail for an extra 2 years. Sounds like he didn't put his whole Bitochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaLevi gives a half of the Keteret, which I'm sure many of you have in your head somewhere. We've discussed this Beis HaLevi in the Parsha. Beis HaLevi says like this. Basically, every person has to put in some hishtadlus. You have to put in some effort. Right? Every person in this world has to put in some effort. Even though Hashem has a decree how much parnasa you're going to have. Hashem decrees how long you're going to live. Hashem decrees if you're going to be well or chas v'shalom, you're going to have to deal with something. Decree back with your vote. But still in all, Hashem created the world in a way you have to make a shtadlus. You have to try. You have to make an effort. You can't just to make effort. How much effort do you need? How much effort do you need? Okay. The answer to that question, says the Beis HaLevi, says depends on your madrega. If you have Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an extreme level, you don't have to do any Ishtadlus. If somebody mamish is living full Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to make Ishtadlus. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara brings down a bracha, Staf Lamed Hey. He didn't have to work. A lot of people tried, it didn't work for them. You have to be on his level. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He didn't have to work. Came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So your ishtadlus, the amount of work you have to put in, depends on your bitachon. The more bitachon you have, the less you have to put into your kach. The Ramban says it even about refuah. The Ramban says, why do you have to go to a doctor? You're punished. Ki ani Hashem refecho. We all know that you go to a doctor. Of course, the doctor does what he does. You still need a Rabbanu Shalom. Okay. So you need a Rabbanu Shalom anyway. The doctor you don't need. Hashem could do it without the doctor. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't need any help. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom can cure you without the doctor. The doctor can't cure you without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just skip the whole stamp. What do you need it for? What do you have to go to the doctor with Obamacare, Nebuch? Just go straight to HaKadosh Baruch. So the Ramban says, there are people that are on the level that they don't have to go to a doctor. They have such unbelievable bitach, they don't have to go to a doctor. The Ramban basically says, we need doctors because we're not perfected to that level of Ani Hashem Rifecho. Go to a doctor. Yosef HaTzadik made the most basic hishtadlus. What did he do? He told the Sar Mashke, remember me, tell Pari. Yet he got punished. That shows, says the Beis Halevi, what a high level Baal Bitochen he was. On his Madrege, he shouldn't have made any hishtadlus. That's Pshat in the Chazal. Yosef HaTzadik, on his level, he didn't have to make hishtadlus. That's the greatness of it. Chesed. Right? What's chesed? There's all kinds of chesed. Some people do chesed to people that they like very much. They do chesed because they know the person is going to do back for them. Chesed. Right? It's a two-way street. You have a good relationship with them. They have a good relationship with you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It's a phrase. Right? That's the way it is. But see, that kind of chesed is not chesed based on emun and bitochen. That's chesed based on you're really doing for yourself. You do for them, he'll do back for you. It's part of a process. But then there's something called chesed shalemes. Chesed shalemes is called chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Chesed shalemes, you get nothing back. Person can't give you anything. So chesed shalom is you're just doing to do chesed. And how are you going to get, who's going to take care of you? The Rebbeinu will take care of you. The Rebbeinu will take care of you. If you are on that madrege, then the Eibishter, even with no ishtadlus, the Eibishter takes care of you. There's no such thing as you being left alone. If you're on that level, that you're not looking for anybody to help you, to support you. Your support comes just from Hashem. Even your chesed is that way. What did Rus do? Rus put her total bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She left everything. She left all her security. To go with who? To go with an impoverished mother-in-law that doesn't have a penny to her name. That can't take care of him. Going to a country she doesn't know. Going into a shidduch market that's not interested in dating her because she's from Moab. Nothing. Her chesed was completely based on putting her total trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Naomi said, the chesed you did in Ma'amesim v'imodi. Because it's like chesed shalem. Chesed shalem. When Eliezer Evan Avraham went to find a wife for Yitzchak, Rivka came, the whole Maisa. And Eliezer Evan Avraham makes a simon, and the end is he says, this is it. The Ramban explains that Eliezer Evan Avraham didn't look at anything like just happens. Everything is Rabbanu Shlomo. So when Rivka came, and the story unveiled to Eliezer, it's like Hashem sent her to him. It wasn't, happens to be a girl came, happens to be she was nice, happens she passed it. No happen. There's no happen. Ramban says, that's to Eliezer Evan Avraham. That was like Hashem told him, he heard a basko, this girl is for Yitzchak. Because Eliezer Evan Avraham put his complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he didn't have to check with Kat, he didn't have to go to the Shadchanim, and to the seminaries, and to the fathers-in-law, and he didn't have to go nowhere. The Baruch Hu sent. Because Rus was on such a madrege, when she ended up It's the same lashon that you have by Eliezer. Hikra, just happened. Pasuk says, Vayikra mikra chelkas asode leboya. It happens to be she ended up on Boya's Boulevard. Happens. So for another person, that would just be a happening. But because Ruth put her total koiches in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total bitach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is like Hashem sent her here. This is your address. It doesn't just happen. To Ruth, things don't just happen. Boaz told her, this is where it is. I heard about you. I heard the kind of balas chesed you are. I heard that you left everything in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have total trust in Hashem. If that's the case, Hashem sent you to this field. This is where you belong. From here, Malchus is going to come. From here, everything is going to come. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. For you to go away from this field now is like saying, yeah, it's not the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's like, that's what Boaz told us. That was part of his compliment. He told Ruth, a lady like you, Hashem just takes care. You're here for a reason. Hashem sent you here for a reason. It's all here for a reason. And that's why he kept on going. The kind of chesed she does. Asher bos lach so is tachas kenofo. You came only relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom. When you came to Eretz Yisrael, you weren't relying on anybody, just the Rabbeinu Shalom. Memela, this field is your address. Don't leave it. What's going to be? Everything's going to happen. What happened is, she got married over there by that field. She got engaged over there. That's where Boaz proposed to her. That's where Malchus Beis David came. Hashem just put it right there for him. Why? Asher bos lachsois betzolta. Because she only trusted Hashem. Comes the Medrash. Medrash says she didn't trust. No malachim, she doesn't need any intermediaries. When you reach that level of bitachon, then you don't need any intermediaries. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the whole hishtal shel sagvorim here. From beginning to the end, that's the whole shock. If you look at the Midrashim, you'll see it answers all the questions. So when Boaz told her that, he basically told her, lady, I'm the God Lador. And he didn't tell her that, but she knew that. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to take care of you. He wasn't just being nice to her. We asked the Kasha, why is she so happy? He was just being nice to her. He told her, lady, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of you. You don't got to do anything. You're taking care of you.